Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School football on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3, Norwalk tonight defeats Carlisle 35-7 in their season opener. And we're joined now by Warriors head coach Paul Patterson, a happy man. He said going into the week he wanted to be able to run the football better and stop the run. He did both of those things tonight.
Fantastic. You know, again, just a testament to our kids as far as what they've done all summer. And really through the first part of August here, getting ourselves ready for this. And you never know exactly what you have, you know. And I'm not saying that we're ready to play, you know, in November. But you still don't know what you have when you get ready in August and then have the scrimmage. You know, that gives us a little bit better idea. But you also don't know what the team you're scrimmaging has because you haven't played anybody. And then you see somebody on film who looked really good. Carlisle looked really good on film. And so you don't know what you're going to get. And to have this tonight was fantastic. And it's just a great way to start things for us.
You win the coin toss. You take the football, which you've done before.
Yep.
But 66 yards down the field, all runs, all Eli Robbins, and some good blocking by the offensive line and tight ends. But that was a statement drive.
100%. And that's exactly what we wanted to get done was, you know, one, feature him. Because he's different, and then two, you know, if we can't say we're going to commit to the run, and then out of 10 plays we throw the ball 7 times. So, the one thing that I think we as football coaches do is we try to outsmart ourselves a little too much, and get cute. And so, a couple times down here when we were starting to get closer, it was maybe we need to think about a pass, and I was being pretty stubborn there as far as. Keeping the ball on the ground, and it worked out for us. So that was a good thing. But you're 100% right. And same thing in the third quarter. You know, we wanted to come out, get Eli out of the backfield running around because we knew how much wear and tear he had playing both ways. So we wanted to get Dominic some more touches in. And our offensive line played great. I thought James did a great job of managing the game. You know, and part of the reason why we threw the ball as much as we did there in the second half with James is that that's something that we've got to work on with him. And so we continue to work on that as we get ready to enjoy this for the weekend and then start prepping for Indianola.
Don't have the final stats officially. We do have some of the halftime stats, though, and you'll like these. Eli Robbins, 11 carries for 130 in the first half. Tigner, 13 for 36. So you get them splitting those carries up, 24 carries and a half, probably ended up close to 50 for the game. And you likely ended up with over 300 yards rushing, 300 to 350 on the night. Your line play, both sides, a lot of those are the same guys that play in both ways. Just talk about those linemen and how they controlled that line of scrimmage.
Well, I think the first place we need to start is our receivers. You can tell when our receivers are blocking well because we've got longer runs when they're getting in and taking care of business. And then you go to Luke. He is an unbelievable tight end. We had a play down here on counter. He arced out to the outside linebacker and just buried him. I mean, it just absolutely fantastic block. And then, you know, getting interior, Carter and Bryson and Tyler and Colton and then Owen, just a fantastic job. And then even Brady Wilkening gets in and plays our other tight end spot when we go empty with Eli. So they were fantastic. And then, you know, defensively, just playing physical, taking care of the things that we talked about them needing to take care of, you know, when they down and they run their little G scheme, we got to get underneath that. We got to wrong shoulder that. We got to get vertical after we get the wrong shoulder done. I thought we did a great job of putting pressure on them with their pass. You know, we had Coach Hoekstra did a great job on that touchdown pass that he called. That was a boot. So he got us flowing the one way and then he booted back across and took care of business. So they did a great job with that. But man, we sure tried to play physical and it just feels good.
Yeah, after 1 week, how would you evaluate that physicality?
I like it. And that's something that we gotta continue to improve upon and we gotta continue to grow as we try to improve every week. You know, and the one thing that, you know, you've heard it for years, right? The biggest improvement that a team makes is between weeks 1 and 2 and we're hoping we can find that too.
So speaking of those cleaning up things, what are some of the things that you want to fix for next week?
Well, the very first thing we've got to fix is we've got to get rid of the wide-eyed rookies that are out there and having a tough time lining up and knowing where they need to be and what to do. So I hope that this first game kind of got that out of the way because I don't know how many procedure penalties we had. burned all three timeouts on formation issues that were going to cause us a penalty, and didn't want to lose that. But I also like to have a timeout at the end of the half. And then we've got to make sure that we can see the things that we're talking about from a coaching staff, that the kids can see the things we're talking about on film now. Running against a scout team is different than running against Carlisle. They're a lot better at running their offense than we are running their offense. And so that's going to help us defensively. And now, you know, as we get ready, and I don't want to look too far ahead, but as we get ready for Indianola, they look a lot different than Carlisle from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, one characteristic they'd have in common would be the physicality, but it's just a different way of operating out there. Indianola, with a come-from-behind win tonight at Urbandale, they were down for quite a bit of that game and then needed a goal line stand late to win it.
Wow.
So a couple of 1-0 teams that, you know, normally it was kind of last year was a contrast in styles. This year it's going to be two physical teams that like to run it.
Yeah, and that should be, it should be a lot of fun. And again, you know, another county rival. And again, we talked about this earlier, is that the difference is not only are they a county rival, but now they're a conference rival. And so means a lot, you know, to get ready to go. But as we always talk, win or lose, we're going to take care of this and for the next 24 hours, and then we'll be ready to move on Monday to Indianola.
It's a three-day weekend, but probably doesn't affect you guys at all and how you handle things.
Well, the only thing that will be different is the coaches won't meet on Sunday like we typically do. We'll meet on Monday morning. We've got a few things to hash out from a practice planning standpoint and a structure standpoint so that we can be a little bit more efficient with our time and maybe lessen that wear and tear on our kids and their bodies. Kids will come in the morning. We'll do yoga. We'll watch a little film, and then from there we'll probably have a little sweat session where they get them moving, or we'll get them moving, and then they'll be back on Monday for film in the building. Our JV is at Carlisle, and we'll be ready to roll.
Cooler temperatures expected next week. That'll
Thank
be
goodness.
A good thing. Yes, the cramps, like clockwork, started in about middle of the third quarter. You could tell the heat took a toll during the week.
For sure. And I was saying, thank goodness that it was going to be cooler from the wet bulb standpoint, that, you know, not knowing if you get to practice or what the zone is as you're, you know, an hour and then half an hour before you start practice, that'll be very refreshing not to have to worry about that and try to communicate out what's happening.
That's Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson after the Warriors defeat Carlisle tonight 35-7. Got Indianola next week on the road. Any final thoughts on this one?
Again, you know, kicking the season off at home, trophy game, and getting a win is huge. And as of right now, I don't think we've got any injuries other than some sore calves. But outside of that, I think we're good to go. So just a really positive start, and love our energy and love our physicality and love where we're headed.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.